Hi, I'm Meg Van Lohausen. Welcome and thanks for listening to National Rural News Close Up Podcast. The Australian livestock industry is providing additional biosecurity support to Indonesia. Up to 600,000 foot and mouth disease vaccines will be available for purchase for Australian cattle entering Indonesian feedlots. Technical and training support will also be offered for long-term biosecurity capacity. I spoke with Australian Live Exporters Council Chief Executive Mark Harvey Sutton to find out how it will help the industry.
Well, what's been announced is funding from Meat and Livestock Australia, which is the research and development corporation for the red meat industry in Australia. And what that funding will do is reimburse importers of Australian cattle for vaccines for Australian cattle that are going into the market. This is a very important initiative and it's a genuine industry-to-industry initiative demonstrating our long-standing partnership and friendship with our Indonesian colleagues.
So tell me, what is part of this funding? Like, what will it do?
What this will do will instill confidence in the Indonesian industry. It will enable them to manage foot and mouth disease within their businesses. And that's very important for Australia's northern cattle industry as well. Australia is a long-standing supplier of livestock to Indonesia. And this will enable them to manage it and also stop the spread of foot and mouth disease in Indonesia.
So will it help farmers individually?
At the moment, farmers in Indonesia are able to procure foot and mouth disease vaccine. And what this will do will assist them to do that. They're able to seek reimbursement from Meat and Livestock Australia for those vaccines. And that will help with their on-farm management of the disease.
And why is it so important that this that there are greater protection measures in place?
Well, ultimately, the best steps Australia can take is to assist Indonesia in its battle against foot and mouth disease. Obviously, there is a significant amount of Australian government support that is going towards Indonesia as they battle the outbreak of this disease. But what this is an extra level. This is an industry-to-industry, business-to-business arrangement. And it just adds to Australia's repertoire of assistance that's going towards helping Indonesia in this time.
That's Australian Live Exporters Council Chief Executive Mark Harvey Sutton. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.dyne.com.au. I'm Meg Van Lohausen. Have a great day.